BBA Mobile.
BBA, KO4 NUE.
For NUE, KB4 CBA. And how's everything going with you today?
Well, I got halfway home from Pickens, and then my cousin called and said I left my cell phone. So I had to turn around in the middle of a 50-minute drive and go all the way back to Pickens and get my cell phone. But I'm on the last stretch, headed back to the house now. So I basically just turned the hour drive into closer to 2.
Hey, gum. I tell you, that can, that just mess your day all up. I don't know exactly. So, how far away do you live from where you left your phone?
54 miles.
Golly day. So, well, look at it this way. Some people travel further than that just to get to work. One way. But anyway, I tell you, in fact, I used to drive to Clemson every day. I worked for J.P. Stevens, and we had offices in the Daniel, what was the Daniel building then? I don't know what it's called now. It was downtown, and that. And anyway, they moved our offices to the mezzanine over the in the plant there, the J.P. Stevens plant, and in Clemson. So surprise, surprise, we started commuting, and gas prices started going up. Kind of like what they're doing now.
Patrick, I basically just blew about $40 worth of diesel having to turn around and go back. But, I mean, I got to have my phone. I can't do without it. I don't carry a wallet. I keep everything, you know, all my cards and stuff on my phone and a little wallet on my phone because I can't remember. One time I threw away my wallet, and then the next time left it in the back of the truck. Just can't keep track of it. So my wife got tired of, you know, canceling the cards so we could get a new one. So she just got me a wallet I keep on my cell phone. And normally I do pretty good with it, but I just got distracted. When I get distracted, I just kind of forget things. I'm getting old, I guess.
I mean, younger, but I guess for the rest of us, too. You can just sing that song, I Can't Live, if living is without you. All right, I'm going to have to place an order here, and I'll be right back.
But I'll talk at you later. I'll be listening.
Alpha 4. I'm sorry, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Mike Mike, USO NAC.
4, Romeo Mike Mike, is that correct?
Sir, this is Kurt in Greenville with an RFO request for, I'm sorry, RFI request for information.
I'll help you if I can. What you got, Kurt?
Is a newbie to ham radio. He got his ticket in June of this year. Purchased an ICOM 2730A dual band transceiver meant for mobile install. Kurt is having a devil of a time trying to find anybody willing or capable and competent to install this particular piece of equipment.
Okay, so what is going on? Is it a configuration issue, or is it hooking it up, or what?
Not that far. I am Googling, calling various companies, took it to Roger Stereo. They wouldn't touch it because they don't do that sort of thing. Trying to find any commercial or person or someone capable to help me put this thing in my car. I've had it almost 2 months, and I'm just at my wit's end at this point.
Okay, that's easy. That is easy, easy peasy. So, we can do this a couple of ways. I can walk you through so you can do it. Or you can come to the shop here in Campobello and we can do it there. Doesn't matter. Whatever's easier for you. RMM KO4NUE.
KN4TCW.
Yes, I did, man. I mean, am I that horrible?
QBA.
Go ahead, Dave.
Somebody off. I mean, they'll just, I guess they'll just have to get over it.
No, he was wanting to know how to hook his radio up. He had been to several places to get the radio installed in his vehicle, and nobody would do it. So, I told him, I said, well, that's easy. I can talk you over on how to do it on the air, or you can come to the shop here in Campobello, and I'll show you how to do it. And hadn't heard anything from him since. I guess I made him mad.
Mr. Curry, you didn't make me mad at all. You made me happy. I don't know what happened. We just dropped off. I am right here, sir.
Where are you?
In East Greenville, just off of Pelham Road. I have a friend that lives up there in Campobello off of, Melvin Hill Road.
Oh, yeah, Melvin Hill. That's not far at all. So, before I lose you again, so we can do this two ways. I can talk you how to do it in, do it yourself, or you can make the trip up to Campobello, and we'll install it here in the shop. And just so I'm clear, I'm offering to help you. No, there's no charge or anything. If fella ham, I just want to be clear about that.
Well, if it charged me at this point, I'm my fish is hooked. I'd love to come visit you at your shop, meet you, appreciate any help you can give me. I'm desperate to see finally get this thing in my auto.
So, like I said, we can. So I'm leaving to go out of town on Wednesday. But I am free the rest of the day and most of the day tomorrow. So we can do it then, or it'll be a week after that. But it's if you're just hooking up a mobile in a vehicle, that's not too difficult. I can walk you through it. But like I said, if you feel more comfortable showing you how to do it, then that's the opening I got till I get back from out of town.
Need to get you one of those big what do they call this thing, reciprocating saw. I just cut you a big hole in the firewall.
I'm ready to head your way, sir, and I'll bring you a sub sandwich if you want to. Just tell me what you want. I'll pick something up at that Subway, and I'll feed you.
Nah, you don't worry about a sub sandwich. You ready to write my address down?
Just a quick second. Grab my pen, and I'll let you know just a second here.
Guys, KP4CPA.
I'll see you, Dave. Be safe, bud. Be safe out there, and then enjoy your tennis. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Sir, this is Kilo Alpha 4 Romeo Mike Curtin, Greenville, ready to write down an address.
115 Mount Lebanon Road, I spell, Lima, Echo, Bravo, Alpha, November, Oscar November, Lebanon Road. And that's Campobello, South Carolina. C-A-M-P-O-B-E-L-L-O.
Yes, sir. 2115 Mount Lebanon Road, Campobello, South Carolina.
Let me get a few more details before you come out. So you have an ICOM mobile rig, and you're trying to get it installed in your vehicle. Is that correct?
Sir.
Okay, so do you have an antenna? Yeah, let's start there. Do you have an antenna to go on the vehicle? 4RMM, KO4NUE. RMM, KO4NUE. NUE, I'm clear.
VKN4DZW. I believe he needs an antenna, Chad. I think that's his problem.
Oh, man, that's all right. I'll get him straight. If I just get him to come back to us, I'm going to give him my cell phone number so I can get him in on the cell phone. But maybe I'll hang around for a while. Maybe you'll come back.
There you are, yes. That's what I was thinking. I was like, well, I think we found a missing element.
Suspect he probably was on a handy and maybe the battery dropped out. I'm not sure. But I'll hang around for a while and make sure he's in there. Oh, man, that's been there, done that.
Yeah, I remember driving down the road one day and a limb had hit my antenna on my truck and knocked it off and I lost signal. I was like, I don't know what's going on. I looked for the longest to figure out what was going on and didn't even notice my antenna gone.
This week I went to the car wash and the guy outside of the car wash said, hey, you're going to have to put that antenna in the truck. So I threw it in the back seat and, you know, waited till they got the thing clean. I took off down the road and could not get out. I couldn't get out for anything. And I thought, well, what has happened? That car wash messed my freaking radio up. And then I get home and got ready to get something out of the back seat. Saw the antenna laying in the back seat. Yeah, well, it happens.
I can just imagine the look on your face.
Always blame somebody else before you blame yourself. You know, that never works out well for me. RMM, KO4NUE. You still in there, Kurt?
For RMM, I'm right here. Copy.
Did I lose you there, bud?
No, sir. I don't know why, I'm sorry to say.
Okay, won't you write my cell phone number down, too, and I'll get you, if you're going to come today, which is, that's fine, give me a call on the cell phone, and I'll walk you in, because the GPS will lead you astray. So let me know when you're prepared to copy.
Copy.
864-915. Niner 166, how copy?
4RMM copies 864 915 Niner 166.
Roger that. So, do you have an antenna, Kurt?
I have a mag mount antenna on the vehicle currently.
Okay, so you just need to know how to mount the radio and hook it up and get it functioning, correct?
Correct, sir. Come back with your first name if you don't mind.
Name is Chad. Charlie Hotel Alpha Delta. And I'm going to say you're off of Pelham Road, so probably 20, 25-minute drive for you.
If you're anywhere near my other buddy, it will be, 25 to 30.
Yeah, come on. I'll be monitoring the cell phone, and when the GPS says you're about a mile out, 2 miles out, I need you to call me because I'm just going to give you a warning again. If you rely on GPS. You're not gonna get where I am. I'll have to walk you in the last mile.
Good, Chad. I copy you loud and clear on that warning and advisement. I'm so advised to call you on cell phone approximately 1 mile out in accordance with GPS so as to avoid disorientation and or disaster.
KO4 NUE, I'm clear and I'll be waiting on your phone call, but 7-3s.
KO4 NUE, copy you 7-3. This is KO4 RMM. I will be 73 as well and clear. Good day.
KN4 DZW. Hey, Chad, how are you getting to France? Are you just gonna jump off one of them P-38s and like ram it up on the beach here and have somebody with an MG-42 shooting at you while you're trying to eat them strawberries?
Give me a second. If you do, Chad, please send videos. So, I had my helmet packed and all my duds packed, and yesterday, I can't even wear my bib overalls. So, she's got me a whole bunch of new clothes from Amazon, and I can honestly say, though, I don't think I would want to get on that beach in P-38 or anything to do with an MG-42. So I'm going to enjoy the experience as much as I possibly can without having bodily harm. And I think the riskiest thing we're going to do is try some strawberries from 1948, Type B reconstituted.
But they got to be better than snails. I mean, or slugs, or whatever they call them over there. I think they eat horse meat over there, too. But anyway, enjoy your trip. I'd like to go over there someday myself. And yeah, I don't want nobody shooting at me with nothing, so. I think it's about a 400-yard run there up a beach, anyway. But have yourself a good day. KN4TZW, name here is Gabriel. I'm in Hendersonville.
Yeah, I've talked to you before. Enjoyed it, bud. And it's always nice to have a good laugh. But no machine guns and no ducks on this trip. Just going to try to... Just try to enjoy the environment and just, hope I can get a mutual respect for what went on there. So, at any rate, KO4 NUE, appreciate it, Gabriel. You have a good day, sir. I'll be clear.